KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. After a troubled 2012 Arctic drilling season, Shell Oil has announced it won't be drilling this summer. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports, with both of Shell Oil's Arctic drill rigs headed to dry dock for repairs, the company says it is suspending its 2013 drilling season. Spokesperson Curtis Smith says the New Year's Eve grounding of the Kulluk drill rig prompted the company to reassess its plans.
This was our decision, and our decision alone, based on, among other things, our strong desire to incorporate learnings from 2012 operations and to ensure that our assets and our employees are really prepared to work again in the Arctic in the future.
Last year's drilling season was plagued with problems. The company couldn't get its oil spill containment barge certified. Then the Noble Discoverer nearly ran aground in on Alaska. And the year ended with the grounding of the Kulluk in shallow offshore waters near Kodiak. But Shell did drill the beginnings of two exploratory wells in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, and it plans to finish those in the future. Alaska's congressional delegation hailed the decision to suspend operations as a sign that the company is committed to safety. Environmental groups also praised the decision, but interpreted it differently. Mike Levine is senior counsel for the ocean conservation group Oceana.
This announcement, while it comes as no surprise, reflects a crisis of confidence for the company and the government agencies charged with regulating it.
The Coast Guard, the Department of the Interior, and the Justice Department are all investigating aspects of Shell's Arctic operations, but Levine called for them to go further.
The government must take this opportunity to reassess the standards that govern the decisions it makes about our Arctic Ocean resources, the way it makes those decisions, and its oversight of multinational companies that are beholden to their bottom lines and have shown clearly that they are incapable of operating with the care Alaskan waters deserve.
Shell will continue to do scientific research in the Arctic this summer and may also try to do some prep work at its drill sites. In the meantime, Shell is focused on getting its damaged rigs to dry dock in Asia. The Kulluk started retracing its route back to Unalaska on Tuesday. Shell hopes to complete the 800-mile journey in less than 10 days, although that is dependent on the weather. Alaska's redistricting board is awaiting the outcome of a United States Supreme Court case that could remove some federal restrictions from state redistricting plans. Wednesday, the nation's highest court heard arguments over whether states with a history of discrimination need to get Department of Justice approval for state voting maps. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports that although the federal Supreme Court case was brought by an Alabama county, it has implications for Alaska. The state of Alaska filed a brief in support of the plaintiffs, while the Alaska Federation of Natives filed a brief in support of the federal government. Alaska's redistricting board is wrestling with a state Supreme Court mandate to redraw the state's voting districts map. Board attorney Mike White says last year the districts were drawn to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act, but the state Supreme Court justices said the process the board used was not in line with the state constitution.
The board has to have in place a new plan prior to June of 2014. I believe it is the board's wants to get this matter done and approved by the Alaska Supreme Court. And the board hasn't formally adopted anything. It's still considering what its options are and determining how it wants to proceed.
White says the outcome of the USSC case could affect the redrawing of the Alaska voting map because Alaska is one of nine states that is required by law to comply with Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. The Federal Voting Rights Act ensures that minorities have representation in House districts. Regardless of the ruling in the federal case, Alaska would still have to comply with other parts of the VRA, which protect the percentage of minorities of voting age in voting districts.
Section 5 or parts of it are thrown out by the United States Supreme Court that could affect how the Alaska redistricting map is drawn. Basically, what it does is it changes the rules that the Alaska redistricting board must follow. And if the rules change, then that could change the outcome.
In a separate action, the state of Alaska challenged Section 5 of the VRA last year, arguing that the requirement is unwarranted and that Alaska should not be considered among states where voting discrimination has been flagrant. That case is on hold as well, pending the outcome of the Alabama case. White says he does not expect a decision in the federal case anytime soon. A developmental psychologist testifying in Juneau says she doesn't believe abortion is ever justified on mental health grounds. Priscilla Coleman told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday that abortion is in fact a substantial contributing factor in women's mental health problems. Coleman was one of three experts called to testify Wednesday on SB 49. The bill pertains to which abortions Alaska must pay for under the state Medicaid program. The bill states that the Department of Health and Social Services may not pay for abortion services under the program unless those abortions are medically necessary or the pregnancy was the result of rape or incest. The bill's sponsor says the experts were credible and used to help him make his case. The chairman of Alaska's Democratic Party calls them extremists. A new analysis suggests a Senate rewrite of Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax plan will have a similar to slightly less fiscal impact than Parnell's plan. The fiscal note was released yesterday as Senate Resources advanced its rewrite of the bill. The analysis was not discussed, and Democratic Senator Hollis French complained the bill was being rushed through the committee. Senate Finance is expected to begin hearings as early as this afternoon. The fiscal note indicates the Senate proposal would cost the state $800 to $900 million in the next fiscal year. The impact would drop in 2015 and rise to as much as $1 billion by 2019. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $14.80 an ounce to $1,582.50. Silver is down 38 cents an ounce to $28.70. Zinc is at 93 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected to arrive at 9:07 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It is unofficially 1 degree at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.